This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Justin Roberts has a rock star life, but it doesn't involve late nights with beer-guzzling crowds and dark clubs. His audiences are sippy cup-drinking, crayon-toting children. Justin is just one of the leading musicians in the family music world, and USA Today called him hands down the best songwriter in the genre. His latest album is called Recess. It is and a Grammy-nominated artist returns to our show right now. Justin, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Yeah, great to be here, Frank.
Congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you.
Now, it's been since 2006 since you were here.
It has. So since then, I've put out several records, Pop Fly, then Jungle Jim, which was the one nominated for a Grammy, and then the last two records have come out within a year, which is Lullaby and Recess.
In all that time, you consider you still love children and you still write songs that they love, and so do their parents.
Yeah, I think I've sort of gotten stuck in this mythology of childhood images and memories, and it just seems like the perfect place for me to explore my songwriting.
That is kind of interesting. How does that change for you? Again, the imagery of a childhood, that is a limited, discrete period of time.
It is, but I find there's all these connections between these seminal moments in your life as a child that really resonate even with adults at the same time. There's a song off Pop Fly that's about a first day of school and the anxiety that goes along with that. But I feel like adults have that all the time. You start a new job, you have something happen. And so for me, I feel like if I can find a connection between something that an adult can experience and feel emotions about, but a kid can too, then I'm hitting the right spot.
Not to mention your child's first day of school.
Exactly.
Folks, many of the same anxieties. Will you sing a song for us now?
I will. I'm going to try the title track off the latest CD, and it's called Recess, and it goes like this. We've been stuck in this class for so long that I guess I'm afraid that they might have forgot. But we're ready to go through the rain, sleet, or snow, but to stay in this room we will not. Can't you hear the blacktop calling? Classroom clock is stuck or stalling. There is nothing that will pass the test unless it's recess, unless it's recess, unless it's recess, unless it's R-E-C-E-S-S. Teacher seems pleased with those long spelling bees. No surprise, Stacy won it again. And that huge homework pile, it extends for a mile down the desk, out the door, round the bend. To hear that ring is what we're wanting. The monkey bars and swings are taunting. But once you get outside, you will feel blessed. Oh yes, it's recess. Oh yes. Oh yes, it's recess. Oh yes. Oh yes, it's recess. Oh yes. Oh yes, it's R-E-C-E-S-S. Hey! What can we do to make this dream come true? Do we turn on the faucets and let them run over till the waters that rise take our desks to the skies, out the window and gently down, down, down to recess, recess. Not to sound too distressed, there's only minutes or seconds to go till our pencils and pens, numbered papers to 10, will all fade and that warm sun will glow. To hear that ring is what we're wanting. The monkey bars and swings are taunting. There's more beauty in this world than you could guess. Oh yes, it's recess. Oh yes. Oh yes, it's recess. Oh yes. Oh yes, it's recess. Oh yes. Oh yes, it's R-E-C-E-S-S. Recess. It's recess. Recess.
Justin Roberts, the title track from his latest CD called Recess, going to be at the Carrboro, the Arts Center in Carrboro tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. I love that because we have artists on every Friday and none of them are even awake at 11 o'clock. And there you are, ready to go with the kids.
Exactly.
I love that song because my entire sophomore year in high school, Mark Viteris sat behind me and for the last 10 minutes just before lunch, he would put his hand down on his hand. You know, he'd put his head down on his hands. He'd be right at the back of my neck. And for 10 minutes, all he would say is, "Come on, bell, ring. Come on." And you say that today and I'll salivate. I'll just be
exactly.
ready for lunch. So that's a very cool song.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of feedback from adults on your songs?
I do. You know, that's kind of the fun part is hearing an adult say, you know, either like because we do kind of power pop music now and the records are very orchestrated and tons of vocal parts and produced by Liam Davis. They're really beautiful sounding records. We get a lot of responses from just fans of music who are just like, this is just great pop rock. But also I love when a song resonates with an adult in a way that, you know, I wasn't quite expecting. Like we have a song called Trick or Treat that's off of Jungle Jim that's about Halloween. And there's a line in it about the two brothers alphabetizing the candy in order. And I've had so many people say, "Oh my gosh, I used to totally do that. I totally forgot that moment." But like you said that, and it just brought like all these memories flooding.
It brings it all back. Talk about the music. Do you? I mean, I'm guessing you have these images, ideas from childhood. You work them into a story. Does the music ever come first? Do you ever have a tune and say, "Oh, I wish I had a story to go with that"?
You know, usually the lyric is connected to it, because I think for some reason I don't even know exactly how the process works, but I'll find myself singing a certain thing. And there's a song off the new record called School's Out that's about saying goodbye to a teacher. And it began with me sort of hearing these subject matters that the student had learned about the year before. And it's like knights in armor, math, and outer space were the three things that came to mind. And later in the song, when the kid's trying to convince himself that he's going to be okay, even though he's saying goodbye to the teacher and it's kind of a sad thing, he says, "We'll stand tall like knights in armor," and it sort of comes back. And at the beginning, I didn't really think about that. I was just like, what's an evocative image of something a kid might learn in school? And so I think a lot of times the lyrics are really closely connected to
they
the
start
melodies.
Connecting themselves. Will you do another song for us?
I will. I think I'm going to try one that's about a kid in a supermarket. And I had the title for this for years and years and could never write the song, but it's called Check Me Out, I'm at the Checkout. It goes like this. Check me out, I'm at the checkout. Yeah, I'm right behind my mom. Now she's wondering where I've gone. Got my own card and now I'm rolling by. I'm strolling down the aisle. I could go a million miles over these supermarket tiles. There's nothing stopping me from shopping, you see. And when I'm gliding by that candy counter, I could stay right here for hours, but I must get back to you. Now here I come. Check me out, I'm at the checkout. Yeah, no need to get uptight. I'm throwing in things left and right. Got my foot up on the back of the cart, speeding by like a dart. I don't mean to be rude to all the frozen foods, but pizza I am in the mood. So fast, might end up in a cast. Now my whole entire shopping list is covered in a produce mist. But I must get back to you. Now here I come. Check me out, I'm at the checkout. Yeah. Clean up in aisle 7. Clean up in aisle 14. Clean up in aisle 3. Check me out, I'm checking out. Check me out, I'm checking out. Check me out, I'm checking out. Now, now, now. All this sugar-coated cereal could make my head ethereal. But I must get back to you. Now here I come. Check me out, I'm at the checkout. Yeah, I'm right behind my mom. Didn't even notice I was gone. Since we're surrounded here,
of gum, thinking that I might give me some, and then I'm out. I'm checking, checking, checking out. I'm checking, checking, checking out. I'm checking, checking, checking out, 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 and now I'm out.
Justin Roberts, he's going to be at the Arts Center in Carrboro at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with the Not Ready for Nap Time Players. That song was Check Me Out. I'm at the checkout, and his latest CD is called Recess. A Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter, and we should point out that the winner the year you were nominated was Pete Seeger.
Yes. Pretty easy person to lose to.
Not
if you're
bad.
Losing to a living legend. It really didn't hurt so
it
bad.
Really, it reminds me of Paul Simon when he won the Best Record Emmy 1 year, and he said, well, I owe it all to Stevie Wonder for not producing a record this year.
Right.
So you're in good company. That all sounds great.
Listen, I'm glad I'm not competing against Stevie Wonder, I'll say that.
Who
in
also,
1972.
Should he want to get into the children's music
exactly.
business, would tear it up as well. Recently, you were quoted in the Chicago Tribune about how artists make money in the age of streaming music, and you're concerned about this these days.
Yeah, you know, it's as a small independent artist who has regional followings kind of all over the country, you know, we invest a lot of money in recording albums, and it used to be that I could, you know, go out on the road and sell a few thousand units and pay back the recording costs and then make a profit off records. And these days, you know, people just aren't buying music in physical forms or even in digital downloads. They're doing a lot of streaming on things like Spotify and other services, which I think are great for the consumer in terms of access to music, but in terms of what the musician gets paid, it's, you know, a fraction of a penny per play, which for me, I'm just trying to think of the math in this and how I would ever make
yeah.
back.
Does it work the same in your genre as others? I mean, I think streaming would be a little more difficult for kids who maybe.
Yeah, you know, I think parents are just getting – it's so convenient, and I yeah. think it's a great – It's probably the future of music, but I think there also has to be some way to still make really high-quality recordings, which we go into professional studios. For the Lullaby record, I hired members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra to play on it. They're not cheap to make, you know, so yeah. I'm trying to make, like, the best-sounding music I can, and it seems like in the age of streaming music, that product becomes almost instantly worthless.
It's ironic because one of the things the digital age did was push the record companies kind of out of the picture, who were also kind of taking the
yes.
profits from artists and gatekeepers, keeping us from some great artists who we might otherwise, you know, who we'd know or otherwise
yeah.
might not know.
And the theory was that the musicians were going to end up getting yeah. paid eventually, but instead now it's internet companies making all the money and the musicians also not getting paid. But
do another song for us?
Yeah, I'd love to. This is one that is about a kid who wants to be an alien, and it's called I'll Be an Alien.
It goes like this.
I'm gonna pack my bags and head right for the sun. Going far away 'cause I don't need no one. I'll be going past Mercury, Venus, and Mars, Andromeda, and some lesser known stars. And I know they're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gonna be I'll be an alien, alien. Well, I'll be an alien, alien. Now at the kitchen table, I could not sit still. And then my mom told me my voice was loud and shrill. That's why I'm heading out. Mom and Dad don't understand. I'm an extraterrestrial, not from this land. And I know they're gonna miss me when I'm gone. When I'm gonna be I'll be an alien, alien. Well, I'll be an alien, alien. There won't be no brother to touch my stuff, no room to clean in space. There's asteroids and big black holes, but nothing I can't face. Soaring on my perfect plastic spaceship, I will glide. And I might be reminded of that bike I used to ride. And it's cold up here and I miss my dog. Being a kid's not easy, no. So I'll be an alien, alien. Well, I'll be an alien, alien. I'm gonna pack my bags and head right for the sun. I'm going far away 'cause I don't need no one. Sagittarius and lesser known stars. And I know they're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Still I'm gonna be I'll be an Adion, Adion. Well, I'll be an Adion, Adion. If I come back someday, don't be surprised if I meet with your leader twice my size. Please don't get me wrong, everything's just like I said. I love my dog and I need my old bed. And you know I might have missed you when I was gone. Still I'm gonna be I'll be an Adion, Adion. Well, I'll be an Adion, Adion. I'll be an Adion, Adion. Well, I'll be an Adion.
Justin Roberts' latest album is Recess. He'll be with the Not Ready for Nap Time Players at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Justin, I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, it's great to be here.
And the program is The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Justin Roberts.
Let's listen to the rain pour down the gutters and the front door. Notice how it makes a perfect sounding symphony as it strikes the sidewalk with its exquisite small talk. So many syllables I'll never comprehend, but they don't have nothing on you, no, nothing on you. Storms could fade away and skies could all turn blue, but they wouldn't have nothing on you, no, nothing on you.